before Paul early. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, we all love this time of year. It is springtime in Michigan. With that, it's a harbinger for warmer days ahead, all of the kinds of summer recreation we so love here in the state of Michigan. I always feel a sense of renewal and excitement for what's ahead when we hit the spring. But look, many of us can't avoid the dreaded allergies that come with the season, the spring season in particular, some worse in the fall, some worse in the spring. But listen, whether it's fall or whether it's spring, whether it's summer, one thing we know for sure, the season for allergies is being extended, that due to climate change. And we've got Jenna Brooker. She's an environmental reporter at BridgeDetroit.com, bringing us the story on, as I say, the expanding allergy season here in the state of Michigan. Oh, no. Say it ain't so. We don't want allergies. We certainly don't want more allergy season hitting us. It's miserable. But as I said, Jenna Brooker's covering the story for us. Jenna, welcome. Tell us what's going on here.
So the allergy season is happening earlier, it's longer, and it's more severe because of climate change. And this is happening across the United States to varying degrees. In Detroit, the growing season is approximately 28 days longer or a month longer than it was in the 1970s.
In the 1970s, which is an amazing thing. The growing season in the Detroit area has extended by approximately 28 days, a whole month, due to climate change since the 1970s.
Yep, and that's the amount of days that we haven't had a frost.
Is it that the climate change has effectively changed the date at which we have a first frost, and that's really what's driving this? Or, you know, is it just that the temperature is generally warmer, and therefore the season just increases generally across the calendar?
I think it's all of it. So we're going longer periods of time without frost, and the frost day is happening earlier in the year. So before, in the Detroit area, allergies would start around mid-March, and now we're seeing them start around mid-February.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
That's really unbelievable. You think of winter as a safe haven from the dreaded allergies, but not so fast. Even mid-March in Michigan seems early. But once, as I read in your article, once these thunderstorms, the rainstorms start becoming those spring-like storms that we have, that really sets the pollen machine in motion.
Right. Thunderstorms specifically have been sort of the last thing that scientists have connected to climate change in terms of severe weather. But there is a lot more research now that severe thunderstorms can be connected to climate change, and that the Midwest is expected to see more. And I know here in Detroit, you know, in the last few weeks, we've had several thunderstorms and lightning storms, which I would say is very unusual for February, March, April, early April at least.
Sure. As you point out, what happens is these thunderstorms cause the pollen to burst open, become free, airborne, et cetera. And that's what kind of sets all of this in motion. Now, interestingly, as you point out, more than a quarter of adults and 19% of children in the U.S. are afflicted by these seasonal allergies. This is not just kind of a thing where a few of us have to deal with it. This is widespread, it's broad, and not only, you know, for those of us having to deal with it in various ways, even just an annoyance to the extreme, even triggering asthma and so on, it can be costly. $18 billion a year is what allergies cost, as you point out in your article, that according to the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. It's a big problem, and now that season extending, getting longer, is going to mean we have to put up with it more and more. It's becoming more of our part of our reality.
It really is, and that number is for how much it costs right now, and who knows how much this could cost in the future if, you know, allergies just keep getting worse and worse, which they probably will. So it's $18 billion now, but, you know, that number could double by the end of the century with these researchers predicting such large increases in pollen production.
I have to ask you, Jenna, do you deal with allergies?
I do. It's awful. You know, I get headaches. I feel like I can't think. And I really did take refuge in the fact that it seemed like it only lasted for a year. But I've noticed myself sneezing, you know, in the last few weeks. And I think that's unusual for me. And it's awful. Do you deal with allergies?
I do. I do. Not to the extreme. You know, I would say it's fortunately it's a mild case. But nevertheless, I absolutely do deal with it. And I, too, noticed that some of the symptoms that I dealt with maybe later in previous years in the spring, I'm actually now dealing with earlier and earlier this year, even, you know, as you say, in March. No doubt about it, it's happening more and more and more across the country, but certainly here in Michigan as well. We're not immune from it. In your research, did you look into anything on the horizon that may impact this, change it one way or another, or at least provide, you know, is there any solace in knowing that there's other treatments coming we might want to be aware of?
So with this article and story, I didn't look into the health treatments as much. There are the, you know, the typical over-the-counter medicines or, you know, shots, see your doctor. I think, you know, in Detroit specifically, an issue, or in Michigan, an issue is that not a lot of people have air conditioners because typically, you know, temperatures haven't been as hot as other parts of the country. And if you don't have an air conditioner and it's hot, like, you're opening your window and then there's no barrier between you and all of this pollen. So I think that's one interesting way that this impacts Michigan in a unique way. I think the biggest thing here is, like, we need to cut carbon dioxide emissions, because you could plant allergen-friendly plants outside your house. You could keep your windows closed. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to leave your house. The wind blows pollen everywhere. You know, this is a nationwide problem that's happening. Some parts of the country are seeing 60 more days of a growing season compared to the 1970s. Detroit is just 28 days. And so we need to start cutting carbon dioxide emissions, all of these greenhouse gas emissions, to limit the warming of the climate, which is causing this increase in pollen.
Right. That's at the root of all of it. And not only this problem, but lots of other problems that we face now and certainly will face even more acutely in the future. No doubt about it. Listen, we really appreciate you bringing the story to us, and I don't know, get out the box of Kleenex, right?
Right, yeah. I know, it's really one of those things that really does impact everyone.
All right. Jenna Brooker, environmental reporter for BridgeDetroit.com. We appreciate you so much for being on with us.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, had to do a break. Back with more in a minute right here. On the Pre-W Smith Show.